The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
The hunt is on. Frustrated by limitations in human health, strength, speed, and intelligence, many are actively trying to create literal superhumans. Whether through advances in technology and engineering, through medicine and nutrition, or even through direct genetic or biological alteration of the body, scientists are trying to create a new kind of human. Stronger, smarter, and faster. And with new abilities and powers that no human has ever had before. Will we soar beyond the limits of our own mortality and create a newer, better, stronger humanity? Can we craft our destiny as a species on planet Earth? And what does Almighty God and Bible prophecy say about such efforts? Join us today on Tomorrow's World as we ask, can we create superhumans? Stay tuned. Greetings and welcome to Tomorrow's World. My name is Wallace Smith and I'm delighted that you've joined us today. The topic we're going to examine on today's program is fascinating. We're asking the question, can we create superhumans? And while it seems like a crazy question, you'll find that we are now at a place in the history of civilization where that question is not as crazy as it sounds. We're also making available to all of our viewers today one of the most astonishing resources that we have to offer, our free booklet, Your Ultimate Destiny. Be sure to write down the contact information that will show on your screen during today's program to get your own free copy. Is it at all possible that we can create actual superhumans? Human beings with powers and abilities that far outstrip the rest of us mere mortals. Can you imagine people with the ability to see not just regular light like the rest of us, but also ultraviolet light or infrared light beyond the visible range of human beings? Or perhaps someone with the strength to lift a car over his head or who can run with the speed of a cheetah. Imagine being invulnerable to sickness or injury, invulnerable to radiation or chemical attack, eternally young, and invulnerable to death itself. Imagine humanity giving way to an enhanced humanity, superhumans with powers and abilities beyond anything we have now. Now, while all of that may seem like science fiction, mankind has grown in his scientific understanding and technological ability to manipulate the world around him, and that includes manipulating himself. Many things that may have seemed forever a part of the world of impossible science fiction only a generation ago is beginning to enter the world of the possible today. And really, this shouldn't surprise us. The Bible contains a very interesting tale from mankind's early history, the story of the Tower of Babel. God had wanted mankind to spread over the whole earth, but instead, mankind stayed in one place and began building a tower to unify the people in one nation and city, deciding to ignore God's desires. Seeing mankind unified, God made an interesting observation. We read it in Genesis chapter 11 and verse 6, where God comments on what a unified humanity is capable of. And the Lord said, "Indeed, the people are one. And they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them." Knowing what mankind would do with such power, God delayed mankind's advancement by confusing the languages of mankind there at the Tower of Babel. Human knowledge is advancing at a startling, almost frightening pace. Daniel as well prophesied about the times in which we live, saying that during the end times, many shall run to and fro and knowledge shall increase. And has it ever? But many are increasingly turning that knowledge inward in a proactive way, seeking not just to understand the human body, but to modify it. In fact, many who call themselves transhumanist seem to believe that mankind is destined in some way to use his knowledge to modify himself, to craft a new version of humanity out of the old, a new mankind that is no longer restricted by the limitations of our species. Even now, around the world, scientists, geneticists, medical researchers, inventors, and engineers are seeking to take mankind into the realm of the superhuman, seeking not only to restore fully functioning bodies to the injured or disabled, but also to enhance human abilities to completely superhuman levels, making our species invulnerable to disease, remarkably strong, seemingly infinitely intelligent, and possessing abilities and skills only seen in science fiction movies or children's comic books. We'll begin to look at some of the frontiers of those efforts in our next segment. But first, let me give you an opportunity to request our free resource today, Your Ultimate Destiny. It's been called one of the greatest mysteries of the Bible. What is the purpose of man? What's the purpose of your life? What is God trying to achieve in you and through you? Even the vast majority of Christian churches who claim to teach out of the Bible simply do not know or will not say. This free resource will help you answer the mystery of your purpose for yourself from the pages of your own Bible. Request your own copy today.
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-493-5437. That number again is 1-800-493-5437. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Welcome back. Today we're looking at efforts to create virtual superhumans out of humanity, and what has made such efforts possible are the incredible advancements in science and technology that we've achieved. In fact, our knowledge seems to be accelerating year by year. For instance, we stand on the threshold of remarkable ability to modify and rewrite our own DNA, the human genetic code. DNA is the molecular building block of life, containing our cells' programming instructions for how to build our bodies. Yet now, mankind has tools that allow him to modify that genetic code as easily as you can change the spelling of a word in a document on a word processor. Damaged genetics have been found to play a role in many of our most serious diseases, such as heart disease, many cancers, certain cases of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, diabetes, and many, many others. Imagine being able to edit them away, like one would edit a document on your laptop. And many scientists now talk of doing just that. Yet with that knowledge comes remarkable power. If you can customize the programming of human life, you can customize human life itself. And many suggest that we begin doing just that. In a March 5th, 2015 article from the MIT Technology Review, author Antonio Regalado wrote about our newfound ability to edit the DNA of embryos and to modify children before they're even born. In the article, he speaks to Dr. George Church, a leading geneticist with Harvard Medical School and a passionate advocate for human enhancement. As the article states, at meetings, some involving groups of transhumanists interested in next steps for human evolution, Dr. Church likes to show a slide on which he lists naturally occurring variants of around 10 genes that, when people are born with them, confer extraordinary qualities or resistance to disease. One makes your bones so hard they'll break a surgical drill. Can you imagine a humanity with super dense bones, leaner muscles, immunity to vast numbers of diseases, viruses, and ailments? Scientists like Dr. Church want to re-engineer humanity in just such ways. He envisions a world, to use the article's words, in which man rebuilds creation to suit himself. My friends, this is not science fiction. These possibilities are being discussed today. Re-engineering mankind for super health, super strength, super endurance, and super intelligence. In the words of geneticist Dr. Jennifer Doudna from the MIT article, it cuts to the core of who we are as people, and it makes you ask if humans should be exercising that kind of power. Most of the public does not appreciate what is coming. And what we cannot engineer into mankind's DNA, we're increasingly able to simply build and attach. Mankind has long used his capacity for invention to make up for deficiencies caused by injury or disability. We've created artificial limbs for those who've lost their own, cochlear implants for the deaf, and even artificial eyes for the blind. Yet increasingly many today are seeking to go further than merely replacing lost function by using technology to actually expand human capacities beyond normal limitations into superhuman levels, even adding new senses or abilities that no human being naturally has. In fact, transhumanists see adding high-tech machinery permanently to our body as a way to help humanity accelerate its progress and choose its own step in what is seen as its evolution. The science fiction term for such technologically enhanced individuals is cyborg. Yet cyborgs are increasingly no longer confined to the realm of science fiction. In its October 20th, 2014 report, The Real Cyborgs, the London Daily Telegraph reported on several real-life individuals who have modified themselves with technology, such as inserting compasses in their body, RFID access chips into their hands and USB drives into their fingers, adding digital cameras to their prosthetic eyes. The horizon holds a world of new and frightening possibilities. For instance, scientists have developed artificial muscles that are 100 times stronger than human muscle tissue. Also, the science of creating brain-machine interfaces has opened up multiple avenues where humans can increasingly control machines purely with their thoughts. Again, God's words from the Tower of Babel should come to mind. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. A growing number of people believe human destiny is to be not just flesh and blood, but superhumans of flesh, blood, silicone, and steel. In fact, certain parties are very interested in making that destiny happen and are investing millions of dollars to make it a reality today. We'll talk about some of them in just a moment. But before that, let me take another opportunity to allow you to request our free booklet, Your Ultimate Destiny. The fact is that God has created us for a purpose and a cause that is so beautiful, it staggers the mind to contemplate it. That purpose is misunderstood by virtually every Christian denomination under the sun, even though it is staring at them straight out of the pages of their own Bibles. And knowing that simple but awesome purpose provides more hope and strength in difficult times than you could ever imagine. This is a free resource. There's no obligation or cost. It's already paid for by people around the world who simply want as many people as possible to know what they have come to know, the divinely ordained purpose for their lives. It's time you found out too. Request your copy today.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
Welcome back. We've been discussing mankind's growing ability to alter his own species, to create an enhanced version of humanity or superhuman. Perhaps no agencies have embraced the transhumanist agenda quite as completely as the world's military forces. For many decades, organizations such as the United States Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, commonly known as DARPA, have poured countless millions upon millions of dollars into investigating ways to transform ordinary human beings into the perfect super soldiers. And some of that research is being used today. In his November 2011 article for The Independent, titled Super Soldiers, The Quest for the Ultimate Human Killing Machine, writer Michael Hanlon describes several such super soldier projects. On the medical front, pills have been developed that enable soldiers to work at full, undiminished capacity for a full 48 hours without sleep. Also, researchers have investigated drugs that alter the memories of soldiers so as to remove guilt and trauma or to remove unwanted memories. Companies like Lockheed and Raytheon have developed futuristic exoskeletons such as the HULC or Hulk. Soldiers strap these machines to their arms, legs, and torso to give them super strength and endurance, allowing them to effortlessly accomplish feats such as lifting and carrying 200 pounds and running 10 miles per hour, but without any noticeable exertion. Considering the possibilities of soldiers with superhuman powers, the ability to jump or run or lift more than today's mere mortals, it is possible that such individuals might fit biblically prophesied descriptions of end-time warfare. As one example, consider the words of the prophet Joel, speaking of the time around the coming day of the Lord. They run like mighty men. They climb the wall like men of war. Everyone marches in formation, and they do not break ranks. They do not push one another. Everyone marches in his own column. Though they lunge between the weapons, they are not cut down. They run to and fro in the city. They run on the wall. They climb into the houses. They enter at the windows like a thief. While the details of how to understand such passages may remain to be seen, it is hard not to imagine some of these efforts reflected in those verses. The possibilities stretch the imagination, and frankly, they're terrifying. Humanity seems to have a special knack for taking what he has learned and doing the most terrible things with that knowledge. Consider all we've looked at so far. Means medical, mechanical, and even potentially monstrous, all intended to surpass our mortal human bounds and take our destiny radically into our own hands and recrafting humanity according to our own whims and fantasies. Yet what is missing from all of these attempts? What is missing is any consideration of the desires and plan of Almighty God, the one who created our lives to begin with. We're mortal and vulnerable to sickness and disease because of our sins. And any human purely physical attempt to advance mankind and make irrelevant the penalty that our sin earns that does not include addressing the issue of human sin. And our rebellion against God will not end in success. But the one who created us already has a superhuman destiny and a superhuman purpose for us. Though almost everyone, including those who claim to know him, is completely ignorant of that destiny and that purpose. Like Adam and Eve before us, we continue to set God aside to pursue our own desires and to craft our own purpose. Even when, if the truth were known, we would see that any purpose that we could craft would pale into utter and pathetic insignificance compared to the purpose God has planned for each one of us. We'll talk about that as we conclude in just a moment. But first, let me give you one more opportunity to request this week's free offer, Your Ultimate Destiny. I personally do not know a more eye-opening and heart-stirring book in our entire library. There are many in the world who do not want you to read the plain truth that this booklet explains, straight from your own Bible. But I can't imagine anything that you need to know more. There is a hope you do not have in your life, and this book is designed to help you find it. Just call right or click right now.
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-493-5437. That number again is 1-800-493-5437. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Welcome back. We have been talking about mankind's attempts to create superhumans of ourselves. But rather than seek vainly in ignorance for a means to enhance humanity in unnatural ways, with the risk of creating monsters of ourselves or worse, mankind would do well to seek the advice and counsel of the only human being in all of human history who has actually achieved the goal of becoming superhuman. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, our booklet today goes into the astonishing and amazing detail that we simply do not have time to discuss completely here on the program. But it will prove for you beyond doubt that the purpose of the Creator through the life, death, and life again of Jesus Christ is to add human beings to the family of God Himself. As the Apostle Paul says to those who've repented of their sins in this life, have been forgiven of those sins through the blood of Christ, and have committed themselves to following Jesus Christ and taking His way of life as their own, they are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. Joint heirs with Christ. That means so much more than almost anyone gives it credit for. The full truth of these words is taught by almost no religion on earth, including those who claim the name of Christ for themselves. It involves the amazing truth of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. like a child in the womb awaiting his birth when he will join his parents and the rest of his family, John says that we too are waiting for our own birth, the resurrection from the dead, when we will see Jesus Christ in his divine glory and when we will share that glory, reflecting as he does the very power, nature, and glory of God as a member of the family of God. When he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. How he is now, we shall be. So says the word of God. Can you imagine the existence that God Almighty offers us in his family, possessing the divine glory Jesus Christ now possesses? It was the God family, the Father and Jesus Christ, who created the very universe around us, who designed the stars, the planets, and the entirety of the vast cosmos, who crafted the very laws of physics and wove the fabric of reality, who designed life on planet Earth, and who gave you your mind, the gifts of thought and reason. God, whose own mind comprehends the entirety of the universe in a moment, whose eyes see all things, and whose hands can accomplish all he desires, this same God desires to make each one of us a part of his family, experiencing life and reality just as he does, on the same plane of existence that he does. It is a future far beyond imagination, full of divine power and existence and dynamic purpose that encompasses glory, dominion, and fulfilling creativity, work, and meaning throughout all eternity in the family of God. Rather than focusing on the meager and relatively empty hopes of researchers and scientists who can never exceed the bounds of this life, can you seek a purpose and a life that puts such puny dreams to shame? It all begins with learning about that purpose, the reason you are drawing every breath right now. And that begins with getting your own personal copy of the resource we're sending out today, Your Ultimate Destiny. Don't forget. And don't forget as well to check out our many other resources at tomorrowsworld.org, as well as joining our communities on Facebook and Twitter. And finally, don't forget to come back next week. We'll be right here ready to boldly share with you God's startling truths and insights about the world around you and what prophecy reveals about the world to come. Until next week, please pray for us as we pray for you. Take care.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.